It's time to talk Cavaliers basketball with Tim Alcorn, voice of the Cavs. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also Tuffy Autos Service Center at Route 58 North Ridge Road in Amherst. A little highlight.
Garland got it to Allen underneath the Mobley. He'll stuff it home.
Same thing, Tim. Multiple passing by both teams, finding the open man.
71-67. Cavs back to within four.
That's a little bit from earlier this month. Of course, we got to see all three of those gentlemen perform at the All-Star Game. And Tim joins us this morning. How has your break been, Tim? Relaxing, chilling out?
Yeah, it's been a very nice break. And although I must say, you kind of get the itch to get back at it and get going again, especially with the way this season has been. So I anxiously look forward to Thursday night when we're back on the air and doing the Cavs and the Pistons from Detroit.
24 games to go. So this is the countdown.
That is correct. Yep. You know, everybody always says, well, the second half of the season. It's like, hey, we passed the halfway point a long time ago. We're down to the final third. In fact, a little less than a third. So it's going to be a sprint to the finish. There's no doubt.
Is there any kind of game number that they're kind of looking at this point to determine what's a good comfortable number of wins for the season?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, what will it take to get in or that sort of thing? Right now, Bruce, it is so tightly bunched in that Eastern Conference. You've got a statistical tie for first with Miami and, of course, Chicago, and then you've got the Cavs with three other teams sitting 2.5 games out. So I don't know if there's a specific number that they're looking at, but you know, right now it's just game by game by game and a lot of scoreboard watching and a lot of standing watching. And that makes it fun. It's almost like a pennant race in baseball where you're watching your game and listening to the game that you're involved with, but you're also taking a peek at who's doing what everywhere else. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, before you talk more about the upcoming Cavs rest of the season, let's talk about this past weekend in Cleveland. How exciting was this? I know the Cavaliers, the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, filled with all sorts of celebrity and basketball royalty. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was a pretty extraordinary moment, not only for Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, but really the entire city of Cleveland, because there were so many venues that had things going on. And, of course, there were games down at the Wolstein Center as far as the G League and that sort of thing. So it really was just a 3 or 4 day period in which the eyes and the ears of the sports world were on Cleveland, and Cleveland came through in a big way. And I was able to get down to the arena on Saturday night for the skills competition and the 3-point shootout and the slam dunk. And then I was there Sunday night, of course, for the All-Star game. And to me, what was the highlight of the whole weekend, the introduction of the members who could be there of the 75th anniversary class. That was just an electric moment, and anybody that's a fan of the history of the NBA, although there were some current players on that 75th anniversary team, but to see the all-time greats walk out and take the stage in the middle of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, that was just incredible.
Yeah, it was great for the fans, and of course they got to see Lenny Wilkins too, right? The, you know, former Cavs coach, great player as well, and other folks that are there sort of, and of course with LeBron sort of doing things on the court, it was kind of a fun thing to see as well, and a different LeBron appearance than, you know, in the path at Rocket Mortgage, in a sense.
Yeah, but you could sense he loved being back. He was able to kind of hook up with his friends from his Akron days when he was at St. Vincent St. Mary and spend some time at his home down there. So, sure, he relished the moment. Steph Curry put on a shooting display that was one of the most extraordinary things I've ever seen. Now, granted, it was an All-Star game. He wasn't being defended and that sort of thing. But still, when somebody hits 16 three balls, I don't care what level you're playing at, that is just an incredible thing to watch. And so, yeah, it had a little bit of everything. And I thought Cleveland came through it with flying colors. I thought it was exceptionally well done.
Tim, let's talk for a moment about something else you did during the All-Star break, and that was an appearance at the Lorain Correctional Institution. What was that all about?
Yeah, that's a great question, Craig, and it was a very moving experience. Every year during the All-Star break, the chaplains from around the NBA, each team does have a team chaplain, get together, And whatever city they are in, there is a facility chosen for them to go and visit. And so this year, with the All-Star Game being in Cleveland, they were looking for a facility in the Cleveland area. And I'm not exactly sure how Grafton was chosen. But our great friend, you and me and Bruce, Glenn Mertz from our radio days, Glenn is now the prison chaplain at Grafton. And so Glenn contacted me and said, listen, all these chaplains are going to be coming down. The guys here are huge Cavs fans, and I think they would think it would be kind of cool to be able to see and hear from you and talk about the Cavs season. A lot of the guys remember you from your days at WEOL. I said, I'd love to do it. I'd be honored to do it. So I went down Friday, and there were chaplains, I want to say from 10 or 12 teams that were at the facility, and a few of them spoke and gave these incredible messages of just hope and faith, and don't lose your hope and don't lose your faith. And it was very moving. It was a special experience. It really was.
Tougher to get into the prison or the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse over the weekend with all of the credentials you needed for that? Let's talk about coming up, the health of the team. That's what do we expect to see in the lineup when we get to Detroit?
That's a great question, Bruce. Boy, you know, the Cavs, everybody says, oh, this has been such a remarkable season, and they have battled through injuries and COVID, and it certainly hasn't been an easy run to 35-23. So I think for the stretch run, you know, knock on wood, aside from Colin Sexton, who, of course, is lost for the year, everybody should be healthy and ready to go. So as you get into that final third, and as we talked about earlier, that jockeying for playoff position, the Cavs should be fully healthy. Lauri Markkanen, I would anticipate being back on the floor Thursday night in Detroit, and everybody else aside from the, you know, nicks and bruises that you're going to acquire over an 82-game schedule, everybody should be healthy and ready to go for that stretch run.
What do you think the our All-Stars got out of this weekend that'll propel their careers? What is it they'll get from this, the competition, that sort of attention, as it were, a national stage that'll help them as we move forward this season?
Oh, that's a great question, because you look at the game and you go, you know, there's no defense played, and it's a, you know, a lot of theatrics involved, and that's fine. It's an All-Star game. But for guys like Jared Allen and Darius Garland, you're also surrounded by winners throughout the weekend who know what it takes to win. And I'm sure they pick their brain a little bit, and just how you carry yourself and whatever the case may be that turns a basketball player into a winning basketball player. So I'm sure Jared and Darius, and really any member of the Cavalier team that was down there during All-Star weekend, just soak that up and really pick some brains. I heard Darius saying that he talked to LeBron and he talked to some of the past players who were there to say, you know, how do you get to that next level? How do you get to be an elite player and a championship level player? And yeah, I kind of hearken that to the conversations that I used to have with Joe Tate, you know, one of the best of the best ever as far as NBA broadcasting is concerned, and just pick his brain a little bit as far as, you know, what do you do and how do you prepare and that sort of thing. And and I'm sure it's very true for the players as well. So anytime you can soak up knowledge and learn from the best of the very best, it's going to be beneficial, and I'm sure it was for those guys.
And you never know what maybe a simple small word that maybe one of the, you know, the Hall of Fame greats there might have said to the player, even thinking, hey, does that guy, he recognizes me or he's seen me play. They can kind of add a boost of confidence to these players, which is what really a lot of times is the next level, is having that confidence in your ability and being able to do it in those moments that you're called upon. But we're getting set for a...
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Yep. No doubt, Bruce. Great point.
The 24 games left to go. We're counting them down to more than 24 for this year. That's my motto now, more than 24. How does that sound as we...
Oh, I like that.
For a postseason. That only works for one day, then I guess, is, and then we move on. But Detroit is the next game coming up on Thursday. We look forward to that. And more Cavaliers basketball with calls from Tim Alcorn. Tim, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, guys. As you said, more than 24. I like that. So let's get ready for the stretch run and beyond.
Absolutely. That's our talk with Tim Alcorn here on WEOL. It's brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center and Northridge Convenience in Oak.